Augmented thinking for solving existential challenges. It's crucial to push the boundaries of problem solving to tackle existential challenges. Humanity's collective effort is essential. We can find innovative solutions by blending art, science, and technology through augmented thinking. Imagine these three fields converging in an idea space called the Nexus, where creativity flourishes. This approach expands creativity beyond just art to include science and technology, supported by a framework rooted in complex systems theory. This broader view of creativity can lead to breakthroughs in solving complex problems. 1. Organization. Future leaders should aim to become whole-brain thinkers, balancing empathy and logic. They need to tackle problems by breaking them down and finding nuanced solutions. Leaders must embrace open-mindedness and mental flexibility, avoiding seeking simple, clear-cut ideas and becoming comfortable with ambiguity. 2. Creative professions. Artists often perceive those in science and technology as lacking creativity and being detached. Some see design as shallow compared to proper art. Artists need to break these stereotypes and recognize the common ground they share with scientists and technologists, and vice versa. 3. Administration. Government leaders face challenges such as declining public trust and the need to move away from top-down leadership. They must navigate the needs of diverse groups and translate solutions from different fields into action, especially during crises. Renaissance geniuses excelled across various disciplines. During the European Renaissance, artists, designers, and engineers in Florence collaborated closely, showcasing a unique form of interdisciplinary creativity. These geniuses seamlessly moved between disciplines like painting and engineering, demonstrating a holistic approach to problem solving. Drawing played a crucial role, not just in art but also in science and mathematics. Galileo, known for his work in astronomy and physics, used his skill in watercolors to illustrate his observations of the moon. His understanding of light and shadow, known as chiaroscuro, helped him identify lunar craters. According to Harvard's Gerald Holton, a culture is kept alive by the interaction of all its parts. Currently, science emphasizes rationality and analysis, while art thrives in intuitive, creative realms. However, technology, combining both approaches, emerges as a beacon of innovation. Science often focuses on breaking down problems into parts, while art explores the metaphorical and imaginative. This disconnect hinders innovation. Technology, by merging scientific and artistic approaches, offers a unique perspective on problem solving and innovation. Visualizing concepts is crucial in scientific understanding. For example, it's crucial to scientific understanding, while those in the arts can help people view science and technology with fresh perspectives. Creativity thrives through collaboration. Lone genius is a myth. The idea of a lone genius is a misconception. Creativity thrives through collaboration and interaction. Creativity manifests uniquely across science, art, and technology in the Nexus. Scientists build upon existing knowledge systematically, with occasional paradigm shifts. Artists prioritize innovation and individuality over linear progress. Technologists, like artists, aim to disrupt, while also accumulating knowledge similar to scientists. The idea of lone genius moments is a widespread myth. Many believe that breakthroughs, like scientific discoveries or artistic creations, occur when someone works alone. However, true genius often emerges from a collaborative, long-term process across various human endeavors. When looking at the final picture, whether it's a scientific study or a painting, it's vital to recognize the numerous steps and inspirations that led to its creation. For instance, before painting his masterpiece Guernica, Picasso meticulously sketched it 43 times. Considering scientific and technological breakthroughs, consider Stuart Kaufman's concept of the adjacent possible, where individuals in the same field can make similar discoveries. For example, Newton and Leibniz independently developed calculus, highlighting the significance of shared knowledge and understanding before moments of genius. Explore the Nexus. To generate ideas in the Nexus, you need to analyze art, science, and technology together. Understanding the boundaries and commonalities among these fields is key. For instance, artist Marcel Duchamp showed that art can cover all aspects of reality. Art aims to disrupt the usual and show ordinary things in a new way. On the other hand, science tries to simplify complex ideas as much as possible. Technology encompasses elements of both science and art. Technologists focus on creating new inventions, while scientists aim to make discoveries. Artists, on the other hand, often seek to provoke, challenge, or confront. Art plays a crucial role in the nexus by forging new connections, altering perceptions, and encouraging people to see themselves and the world in new ways. It serves as a valuable human response to the complexities of the world. Interdisciplinary collaboration for innovation. Collaborations across disciplines can spark new ideas and innovation. Consider the intersections of art, science, and technology. For instance, in 1950, artist Harry Holtzman launched Transformation, a journal that brought together contributors like Marcel Duchamp, Werner Heisenberg, and Albert Einstein. Other examples of successful interdisciplinary collaborations include the Lunar Society, a gathering of intellectuals, engineers, scientists, and industrialists in Birmingham, England, who met to discuss ideas during full moons. The Bauhaus, a German art school, merged applied arts like interior and graphic design with fine arts such as painting. Additionally, AT&T's Bell Labs, known for its multidisciplinary teams, achieved breakthroughs in digital photography, early cell phone systems, and the Unix operating system by allowing experimentation and collaboration between the 1940s and late 1970s, harmonize art, science, and technology through design. To integrate art, science, and technology effectively, focus on their shared thinking processes and exchange of ideas rather than just their end products. Design plays a crucial role in bridging the gap between these fields by bringing together individuals with diverse strengths, such as engineering, psychology, and graphic art. Achieving successful design requires combining the aesthetic and metaphorical thinking of the right brain with the analytical and rational abilities of the left brain. Design is not just about creating visual appeal, it involves the ability to conceive, execute, and build according to a plan. Every aspect of your daily life, from environments to processes, contains elements of design. Confront complexity and divert perspectives. Complex systems theory suggests that when different parts or agents interact, they can produce outcomes that wouldn't occur if the parts were isolated. This idea, known as emergence, is seen in nature's murmurations of starlings, where studying one bird alone reveals nothing about the flock's behavior. To think effectively in the nexus, one must understand complex systems rather than simplifying them. Nexus thinkers also embrace the concept of complementarity from quantum physics, where something can be two seemingly opposing things simultaneously. Just as light can be both a wave and a particle, the nexus requires us to accept the coexistence of order and chaos, accepting its complexity. Components of complicated systems like the Boeing 787 work together based on a top-down design to achieve a specific function. These systems have a clear blueprint guiding their design and operation. In contrast, complex systems, such as natural ecosystems, lack a unifying blueprint. Their intricate nature means that predicting the behavior of their parts is challenging. In complex systems, you must consider the system as a whole to understand its behavior. Complex systems often exhibit spontaneous emergence of synchronization, where individual elements synchronize their behavior without a central coordinator. For example, fireflies light up together to fend off predators. In social systems, similar synchronized behavior can occur when individuals share a common perspective. This shared understanding can lead to sudden bursts of creativity, breakthroughs, or innovation among the group. Application of lessons across boundaries. Success in the nexus requires acknowledging these vital lessons. Creation is a process. Achieving greatness demands perseverance. Remember, many renowned creators faced failures before their breakthrough moments. Learn to break rules. Understand the rules of your field before breaking them to achieve innovation. For instance, study traditional painting techniques before creating new styles. Adopt and adapt. Take inspiration from various sources, but be original in adapting ideas to find unique solutions, as Thomas Edison suggested. Start now. Don't wait for inspiration to strike. Mark Twain advised that the secret of getting started is getting started. Begin the creative process actively. Seek unexpected connections. When solving complex problems, Look for hidden connections between elements to better understand how systems behave. Effective Nexus Leadership. Nexus leaders strike a balance between analytical and creative thinking, uniting teams under a shared vision. Leading organizations should become hubs for Nexus thinking, which manifests in two ways. Surface-level Nexus thinking. Visible merging of science, technology, and the arts, or when engineers incorporate emotional intelligence. Embedded-level Nexus thinking. Synergy between different modes of thinking throughout the organization, such as inductive and deductive thinking. Organizations must apply both right and left brain thinking to new technologies like AI. For instance, those developing AI systems should prioritize empathy to ensure machines cater to a diverse user base. Nexus leaders guide teams to solutions by balancing left and right brain thinking. When forming Nexus organizations, leaders should assemble teams with both divergent and convergent thinking skills. Nexus team leaders should see themselves as organizational compasses rather than maps, guiding teams through ambiguity by anchoring them with shared values and a common purpose. Key points. 1. Think outside the box to solve big problems. 2. Renaissance thinkers or geniuses move between fields effortlessly. 3. Creativity thrives through collaboration, not lone genius. 4. Combine art, science, and technology for innovative ideas. 5. Confront complexity and diverse perspectives. 6. Apply boundary crossing lessons for successful outcomes.